Constable Gordon Graham in the ARV unit Inverness, based at police headquarters here.
And what does this job involve? Because you're a more specialist police officer.
Yeah, we're the armed response unit, which is a specialist role. However, our main day-to-day role is still community policing. The armed side of it, as I say, is a specialism. We undertake a lot of training to do to get into this role, and we're a resource that, if needed, could provide an immediate response to any armed or serious incidents.
And you're on duty at the moment, so I'm assuming you're dressed exactly how you would be if people were to see you outside right now and perhaps you were sent to something, is that right?
This is exactly what we wear when we're out and about. Obviously, if we're on the streets, we'll have hats on.
But that's the only difference?
Yeah, absolutely.
So talk me through what we're looking at the moment then.
Yeah, normal police equipment. I've got my CS spray, which every officer carries, police baton. In this pouch here, we have a taser. Two radios, just so that our control room can get in contact with us no matter where we are. I've got a spare magazine for our sidearm, and a holder for a sling here and a spare magazine. Obviously, I've got my handcuffs, and I've got my Glock on this side here.
So your Glock, that's your handgun. I was just about to ask where on you your gun was. I couldn't actually see it. Do you get that a lot?
Yeah, because it's dark, it blends in the rest of our uniform. Members of the public don't see it. Occasionally they'll take a second glance and they're walking away from you and you'll see them pointing at you, asking, is that a gun? But I've never had an adverse reaction to it.
What about your appearance? Because you are dressed a bit differently to another police officer that's not in this role. How do you feel people perceive you? Is it any different from another police officer?
Absolutely not. I don't think members of the public, they don't see it as a threat or anything like that. Normal beat officers will have a high visibility vest on, and that's about it. This is the colour and shape it is because it's ballistic. It's got bulletproof capabilities, and also we can add plates into it. It's just designed for our role.
And we have another armed officer here with us. Can you just tell me who you are?
Constable Neil Martin from the ARV unit number 8 here.
And we've just been talking about your appearance, and it's slightly different. Still a police officer doing the same duties I've just heard. How do people perceive you? Do they walk away, or are they a bit more wary because of the fact that you look pretty heavy duty, shall we say?
No, there's no difference at all. Everyone speaks to us the same as normal. There's a good rapport with the public, and we seem to be quite approachable. We've certainly not noticed any barriers or any problems.
Can you take me through some occasions when people approach you? What kinds of things do they say?
Well, a lot of times we just deal with normal, looking for antisocial behaviour, dealing with antisocial behaviour, or if we're in the street, walking the street, people just think that we're normal police officers and just asking the questions like they would normally do. There's no difference if we're out on the roads. We deal with criminality in the roads as well, so we're out stopping vehicles. If we're stopping vehicles, we're just talking to people and dealing with road traffic matters as normal. So people don't react any differently than if we weren't armed.
And is this a role that you've been doing since you've been a police officer?
No, I've been a police officer 16 years and I've served in the islands, Western Isles and in Shetland, as well as single officer stations and rural stations within the Highlands and Islands, and also based in Inverness as well. So I've been a police officer in quite a few different areas throughout the Highlands and Islands.
It sounds like a lot of community-based policing. How has that changed since you've taken on this role? Is it much different?
No, it's no different at all. We're still the same police officers we've always been since we've turned to Police Scotland from our legacy force. We still do the same. We're community-based and we like keeping people safe and dealing with any problems that the public have and they wish us to assist them with.
I'm curious to know, if I was a police officer, I may very well want this job myself. Could I do it quite easily, or is there a lengthy process? Is there a lot that I have to, a lot of hurdles to jump over first?
There's quite a stringent selection process to begin with. Once you've been a police officer for a certain amount of years, you can then start doing training. It's quite a lengthy training, but not only that, once you've done the training, you've got the upkeep of that. We do refresher training often to make sure that we keep our skills up, should be required, so we keep a certain skill level.